midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Jam-packed football Monday for you as we break down the Browns' loss to the Colts. A little more fun to do this show a week ago today. A lot more fun. But it is what it is. And we're going to dissect this in so many different ways with so many different people. This is a stacked show, as I said. The head coach of the Browns joins us, as usual, on Mondays, Pat Shurmur. Bernie Kosar will be here. We'll get analysis from the quarterback. Then the roundtable, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, yours truly. The four of us will go through very deep in terms of what happened yesterday, what it all means, put it all in perspective, and we'll take a little bit of a glancing blow look at what is coming up on Sunday, of course, against the Chargers, but we've got plenty of time this week to get to that. Most of today is devoted to looking back at yesterday, so we'll do that. Some news, the Browns, this is not a terrible surprise, it's a terrible situation, but Jason Pinkston, who, of course, developed a blood clot last week, he's been placed now on injured reserve. That means he is not going to play the rest of the season. Gerard Shaw, who had spent the first 7 weeks of this season on the Browns practice squad, has been promoted to the 53-man roster. And the Browns also picked up another offensive lineman from and assigned him to the practice squad, basically to fill the Shaw spot on the practice squad, a guy named Bryant Browning, who had been signed as an undrafted free agent in 2011 by the St. Louis Rams. So Browning was waived by the Rams in August of 2011, spent some time with the Panthers on their practice squad, and now he is on the Browns roster. And, of course, you know that name from Ohio State, but he is you can never have enough O-linemen available, as we just found out with the Jason Pinkston situation. Who would have thought that something like that would have occurred? Again, we want Jason to get well and get well as soon as possible and get his career back going again, but he will be shut down for the rest of this season. Your comments, your questions, you submit those to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. You also email us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com. A whole bunch of you do that, and we love to receive those. Voicemail 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459 is another way to get to us. Ricky from Facebook says, good try, Browns. Hold on to the ball and tackle better. Still love you, just a little mad. I think that sums up a lot of the feelings. Frustrated, agonizing, frustrating, agonizing, depressing, all the words that go with a kind of game like yesterday that looked so winnable before it was played and looked winnable as it was being played, and it was just there. I mean, you knew the things that were just missing play-wise that didn't get the job done. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about play-calling decisions and strategy, and that's all fair game. That's part of this, and when you're talking about a four-point loss, you want to look for those differentials. You want to look for those points of separation that could have maybe, whatever, resulted in the win. A different decision here, a different call there. Fine and fair game. We'll get into that, too, with the head coach, with Pat Shurmur. He's here, so we'll talk with him about the fourth and one. We'll get into those at least the thought process about that. We do that on the show. But what I'd like to stress is that I think there were, I mean, you. This game, to me, was more about execution, more about what didn't happen, a drop pass, a dropped placement on an extra point, things that this team cannot, has no margin to have happen. Truth be told, I don't know how many teams in the league actually have that kind of margin. Even teams that are unbeaten or have much better records, I'm not sure if you could say, any coach would say, that could ever be okay with, and it's not okay, but that you we could get away with that. Well, the Browns, that can't even be thought, let alone uttered. And I'm sure it isn't, by the way. All right, we are just getting this thing rolling. We are going to have the head coach of the Browns with us shortly, Pat Shurmur, talk about that 17-13 loss in Indianapolis. And we will have much more than that, too. The roundtable, Bernie Kosar, lots of voices on this show. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
My certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference. Certified pre-what? With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Whedon takes the snap. Play action fake. Step. He's throwing into the end zone. Little up in the air. Juggled the ball. Came down with the ball. No ruling yet. Now they do. Touchdown. All right. The call from Jim Donovan of the Browns Radio Network. You'll hear from Jimmy shortly in this show. On our roundtable segment, but the call of the, what an incredible catch by Greg Little. And my thought on that is we've beat up this guy a lot for dropping some easy throws, for celebrations that didn't seem appropriate after plays. I think justifiable reasons to get after a guy, and a lot of people have. But when he has a game like he had yesterday, makes a play like he had yesterday, battled the flu to go in there and play, and does what he did, concentration, whatever, spectacular stuff, that should be praised. And that's deserving of that. Yeah, it was in a losing effort, and he didn't take a whole lot of joy in that, speaking with him afterward, but really pleased to see him have a play like that, and maybe this would be a turnaround type of game for him. We'll see. We'll talk with Coach about that shortly. Help a child today, save on a haircut tomorrow. Purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip Salons and receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Very pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Coach, a very tough one. They're all tough. The losses, I know probably you don't differentiate them as much as maybe others do, but this one did feel maybe a little more difficult to kind of look at just because of the nature of the way the game went.
Well, we had a chance to win the game. Just like last week, we made enough plays to win. This week, we didn't. And I think you can say we didn't make plays at all the right times on offense, defense, or in a kicking game. And so it was a team loss like a week ago. It was a team victory. And so we as coaches and players, we just got to get back going and get ready to play the Chargers.
Is it that basic, or do you look at the characteristics of a kind of emotionally wrenching games like this with your younger players especially, that you have to maybe individually certain guys aside and just talk with them, just make sure the mindset is the way you need it to be?
Well, you got to get each guy going again, and I think that's the challenge. And at this point, you know, we don't have much margin for error, so every play is very important, and our guys need to continue to fight, and we got to continue to you know, keep the pressure on to make plays and coach the right way and do everything that we can to give our players the best chance to win.
Is it a good thing that Josh Gordon stepped up and looked very much and sounded very much like a pretty mature guy in discussing with reporters after the game the drop and not making any excuses for it and owning up and really kind of shouldering the blame in his mind for the loss?
Hey, Josh is a full-grown man. He understands what he's doing. And I'm proud of the development that I've seen from him. Now, we all know that we've got to do things better, and we all know when we make mistakes. And just like I'm aware when I make mine, you know, I think it's good that he's able to say, hey, listen, I need to catch that football. And, you know, that way you can get back to work and work on practice making those catches.
It also looked like another receiver, Greg Little, made some big steps. Not only does he make that dramatic catch, but in all, plays a very solid game, knows that everyone knows that he's overcoming a lot because he had the flu. You were talking in your news conference earlier in the day that, you know, right up through the night before the game, it was something he was dealing with. So what did it show you about him that he got out there and performed as well as he did?
Well, you got to learn to be a pro, you know, and Greg's a tough guy. You know, and we've obviously had lots of conversations, and I'm glad that he had some success. You know, he just like everybody else, he needs to make one more play for us to get a victory. But, you know, we've talked. He's decided to do certain things and not other things, and I'm glad that he had a chance to contribute in a good way. And I hope it stays that way.
Lost in a game like this are some really special performances, and I thought that was the case with Brandon Whedon especially. I thought he played as clean and as good a game as any of the seven, but it comes in a losing effort, so it's hard to focus on how, quote, good it was. But seeing him out there sharing the stage with Andrew Luck and just kind of the two of them in many respects kind of trading that back and forth of throwing the ball well and making plays, and it's all for naught, but do you think he took a major step yesterday?
I think he played better than he did the week before. I think I've said that each week, and that's encouraging because he's a very talented young man, and the fact that he's learning each week and doing certain things better is very, very important because that's what you need to do. You know, I think it was a natural comparison, him against Luck. Neither one of them were on the field at the same time. You know, Andrew led his team to victory, and so what's important is that we make enough plays where Brandon can do that for us.
We're visiting with Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Trent Richardson, kind of an awkward day with him because we knew he was banged up going in, ends up with only 8 carries, 8 yards, not the kind of day you expect of him, but how much were you grappling with his health and leaving him out there for however long you did? And then you know, taking him out ultimately, what were the elements of your decision making on that?
Well, I think what's important is, you know, when a player's ready to play, you put him out there. And there are times when guys will fight through injuries and play. Trent's a warrior. He wants to play every snap, and I think that's part of what I really appreciate about him. He wants to be out there. I think what's important is we make sure we keep what's best for him and what's best for the team in mind, and we felt like it was important that, you know, we take him out, you know. And I think as we move forward here, we'll see where he is as we get ready for the Chargers.
In general, how do you feel about the running game? It's been a little bit of fits and starts. It's not certainly where you'd want it to be. Give me a sense of where it is and how you think you can get it to get better, besides Trent getting healthy, of course.
Yeah, I think we've done a good job with it certain parts of the year. We need to be more consistent with it. I think that's fair to say. And it's the whole team. It's the runs that I call. It's the, you know, how we block them and then how we run them. It's a team thing, and so we got to just keep searching and keep working so that we're more efficient running football.
You got some questions in your news conference about coaching decisions. What a shock. I mean, I know it goes with the territory, Coach,
sure.
But want to hit a couple of them here. Right before the half, a 4th-and-4 situation from your 41. You have Brandon kneeling down to just kind of end the half. Of course, the Colts are caught with 12 men on the field. It's a penalty, 5 yards. Now you got a first down and at your 46, and at that point you take a Hail Mary shot. I guess the question is, why not have taken the Hail Mary shot on 4th-and-4?
Yeah, you know, you want to throw those as close to midfield as possible. You know, it's like, you know, typically if you're backed up on your 20 or your 30, you don't do that. There are some bad things that could happen. I've seen sack fumbles. Last year we threw 2 Hail Marys, unfortunately, where Colt was sacked twice. So, you know, there are some bad things that can happen. You know, you don't coach, you know, don't coach with those in mind. But that's why you want to be able to, if you can, get as close as you can where the ball can then travel into the end zone. And even with where we were, Brandon hugged the line of scrimmage about as close as he could. And, you know, that's a long throw. Mm-hmm. You got to put a lot of air on it. And, you know, of course, it didn't work out for us, but I'm glad we had the penalty, which helped nudge it forward.
Another question that was raised to you as far as a decision-making thing, we go into the fourth quarter, and after Josh Gordon drops that pass on 3rd-and-1, mm-hmm. and on 4th-and-1 from the Colts 41, you initially were going for it, mm-hmm. And then timeout is called, and then you reconsider and end up punting, and Reggie Hodges hits a 21-yard punt after that.
Yeah, I think what we just made the decision that it was best. It was over 6 minutes left in the game. We had 2 timeouts, and it played out the way we wanted it to. We had been getting off the field on defense, and I felt confidence in our defense that no matter where they started the drive, that we'll get another shot at it, which we did. You know, we were faced. You know, we got them stopped. We got the punt return. And then before it was all said and done, we had 1st and 10 on the Colts 45 with over 3 minutes left. So it played out the way that I wanted it to, and so in my mind, it worked.
How disappointed were you that a Colts team that had pretty much the similar issues you did with injuries to their running game and to their starting back, who actually didn't even play in the game, and they end up with a couple of guys, Vic Ballard and Delone Carter, and not to diminish them as players, they were next man up, but Ballard gets 84 yards, Carter 41, and in general, the Colts run the ball well, which was something that maybe hadn't been expected, and was that kind of a difference maker?
Well, they did run the ball effectively, and that's something, of course, that we need to do. You know, same thing on defense. We need to do a little better job of making sure that we don't allow teams to run the ball effectively. I think that goes without saying. And so that's something that we need to work on.
San Diego coming up, a Chargers team that has had a bye, and after losing, after having a 24-point lead against Denver, a monumental kind of meltdown game for them, your thoughts about facing a team with that mindset, with that much time to think about that, number one, and number two, with all that they have and Phillip Rivers and Ryan Matthews and the talented players on that club.
Yeah, they got a lot of great players. Now, they've been an outstanding football team for a lot of years under North Turner. And, you know, they've had a chance with their bye to get healthy. You know, I think that's the key part of it. And I'm sure they've had a chance to go back and revisit some of the mistakes they've made in the first part of the season. And I'm sure they've made corrections. And so we're gonna face a team, a Chargers team, that's going to be at its best.
Well, Coach, thank you so much, and we'll visit with you again next week.
Sounds good.
He is Pat Shermer, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up. A conversation with Bernie Kosar next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony!
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of one-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
Hello, Cleveland. It's Jake from Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station.
Jake, do I even need to ask why you're wearing shoulder pads?
Because I'm nuts about our Buckeyes, Lisa.
You're still an idiot.
Come on down to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague in beautiful Columbia Station, just a short two-hour drive from the Horseshoe.
Buckeye owned and operated since 2007.
We take care of all your automotive needs, and be sure to come to Jake's and get your scarlet and gray t-shirts and footballs. That's Jake's Garage in beautiful Columbia Station.
Go Buckeyes!
It doesn't matter where you look.
Other tire stores?
Also car?
Come on, challenge us.
Challenge Conrad with anyone's best price, and we'll beat it on the tires you want.
You bring in a price, and we'll beat it.
Right now, save up to $75 on select sets of four Mastercraft tires.
Conrad. Hurt in a car? Call KNR. 1-800-HURT-NOW. Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
It's Monday, and that means a cheeseburger and fries is just $5.99 at Champs. Add wings, and it's just $9.99. Three locations, Westlake, Lyndhurst, and Valley View. The best seat outside the stadium, Champs.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million-bottle giveaway with free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts. Call now for your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactiv, including two free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-746-2217. That's 1-800-746-2217.
Are you sick of your old car? It's time to let it rust in peace.
Bring any trade to Bill Doherty Kia Medina and get a $7,000 discount off every select new Kia in stock. New 2013 Kia Souls are just $149 per month, backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit today. Only at Bill Doherty Kia, I-71, Route 18 in Medina.
See dealer for details.
Whedon bootleg out to the right. He's looking. He's firing for Gordon, who comes back. He's got it at the two and in for a touchdown.
It was a back shoulder throw. The young rookie Gordon keeps amazing you with the plays that he makes.
33 yards on the touchdown. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You heard the call from Jim Donovan, Whedon to Gordon, 33-yard touchdown pass as Doug Deacon chimes in, too. He keeps amazing you with the plays he makes, and there's no doubt about it, and keeps us talking about some of the plays that aren't made. So we know about that part of it, too. Hey, Browns fans, take part in the Cleveland Browns and Rebel Wireless, your Browns crew and you sweepstakes for a chance to win tickets and transportation to the Browns versus Pittsburgh game on December 30th. Visit a participating Rebel Wireless location or clevelandbrowns.com/rebel for details.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Bernie Kosar with us, as usual, on Mondays. Tough one, Bernie. Really, really tough to... I'm still not there at a point where I've processed this game. It's stuck somewhere between my brain and my throat right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I concur with you. You know, it was there to win, and yeah, we'll get through this interview and we'll talk through some points of the game that were differentiated the W and the L and why it ended up like it was. But you know, one thing though, I want to say before we start,
yeah,
is watching yesterday's game and analyzing it and trying to be a fan and then be pragmatic and try to analyze it from a W and L perspective. Boy, watching two rookie quarterbacks, Andrew Luck and Brandon Whedon, I thought I was watching two 10-year vets. Yeah, there were things that went on during the game. Watching these guys lead their team, run the offense, and throw the rock yesterday was really impressive. It was to see these two guys. They did not look like two rookies, two of the five starting rookies this year. The throws they made, the clutchness that they did. And I know, and I like the way Josh Gordon, who had two touchdown catches and, you know, has really shown that he has the potential to be a top-tier receiver. And this combination of Brandon Whedon to Josh Gordon looks very impressive for our future. Unfortunately, he drops the ball on third and one, and the way he owns up to it. But the throw that Brandon Whedon made to drop back, guy in his face, gets run over like a train wreck.
Yep.
It makes the perfect throw. It was nice to see that type of quarterback play yesterday.
It was a clean, and I like how you put it, two touchdown catches. Obviously, only one of them he actually got because he hung onto the ball. The other one was a touchdown catch that wasn't once the ball falls out of his hands or goes through his hands. But let's back up about what you're saying about these quarterbacks. A clean game, an efficient game, no mistakes. I mean, Brandon Whedon put together the game we've been looking for him to have. And again, unfortunately, Andrew Luck had a very similar type of game, although Whedon's rating was better, a 96 to Luck's 74.8. But the difference between them was Luck also had the benefit of a running game. Their injury-depleted running game and line and so forth came up with 148 yards total, but mainly a guy named Vic Ballard and Delone Carter combined for 100-plus yards. And the Browns, who have an injured Trent Richardson, it's 8 yards on eight carries for him, and he was trying to fight his way through, and not much else, nothing else. So there is your game. And really, we thought going in how important and how effective the Browns would be able to run the ball. It never happened.
Yeah, and that exponentially put that much more pressure on Brandon Whedon. And for him to man up and control, dominate, and lead our team yesterday, it was very impressive to watch. Andrew Luck, had a very nice game himself. But he has the fumble on the 50-yard line that kind of gave us our chance to make a play and to take the lead. Those two young quarterbacks were very special, showing why both teams have bright futures with leadership like that and throwing like that. And now for the rest of the team to catch up. You're right, the Colts ran the ball a little better yesterday. It's been well documented and talked about the injuries that we have with the Browns on the defense. We've got our pass protection down from an offensive standpoint with our O-line. From a H-back, tight end, fullback, offensive line perspective, they're doing fantastic in the passing game. Really, really would like to see a little movement at the point of attack, because if we could get just a little bit of a running game to complement where we're going in the passing game, I really think it'll take us to the next level of, on Mondays, feeling better about the game and getting W's as opposed to being competitive and feeling bad and getting these L's.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as usual, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And let's talk about those receivers. And I don't want to make this too much about psychoanalysis, but I think it's worthy of having you address this from your quarterbacking perspective. You have one guy in Gordon who drops a pass that he knows basically has the game on his shoulders, and he carried that as such afterward and was very impressive, too, in his just the way he handled himself, we know, talking about it. Didn't use the glare of that sun that he stepped right into as any kind of an excuse, and manned up and sounded the way you want a pro to sound for a guy playing his seventh NFL game. That's one an analytical perspective I'd like you to talk about and how important that is. But the other part, too, is Greg Little, who makes it incredibly difficult, falling out of the back of the end zone with a ball that he tips and hangs on to and keeps enough of himself in the end zone to get the touchdown for a guy who's taken a lot of ridicule for dropping easy passes, makes that kind of play, has a very, very solid day. Look at that from a quarterbacking thing, and what does it mean, those two stories of those two receivers?
Well, first the latter on Greg Little. Fantastic concentration play. And again, I don't want to take away from his throw and sound like a quarterback homer, but beautiful, beautiful accuracy by Brandon to throw it really in the only spot you could throw it and for him to make the catch. I would love to work with Greg Little because his effort and enthusiasm to play good, it's definitely there. And for all our listeners to remember, he was a running back for the majority of his life. So he's only been a receiver basically for about 3 or 4 years, the last couple years at North Carolina and the first couple years at Cleveland. And he's starting to, his effort to get there and attempt to be a receiver, it's definitely there. It's just the technique and the concentration still isn't quite there. But he's really close. And I love the way he's attempting. And you can see he's working hard by just the way he blocks in the running game. You know, receivers typically aren't very aggressive in the running game. And if it's not called to them, a lot of times guys will take plays off. You see him aggressively trying to be a team player and a complete player by the way he goes after defensive backs and linebackers in the running game, and that's a huge sign to me that a guy like that wants to be a good player. He wants to get better. And in terms of Josh Gordon, his athleticism, just like Greg Little, his God-given gifts to be a NFL player, it's really special. And he makes the catches yesterday. You know, he makes the play. He's getting better on, you know, the skinny post, the deep post, the stuff over the middle. In preseason, he was having trouble coming back to the ball, rounding off his routes on the out routes. Right. You saw yesterday, one of the hardest balls to complete is an out route inside the red zone, inside the 10-yard line. He catches the ball to get us on, I think it was 3rd and 15, catches like a 15-yard out route on the 2-yard line to lead to a score for us yesterday. He's getting better on the out routes. He's making plays down the field, big plays. And then, yes, he dropped the third and one play yesterday. Yeah, we could use excuses of the sun, the this, the that. I really liked the way he owned up to it and just didn't use excuses and said he needs to make the catch. I really like the future of these guys and the timing that they're really developing right now.
And that's the thing. So as a quarterback, and now putting it in the hands of a Brandon Whedon, who's a rookie, though, but a quarterback has to work with that as well, right, Bernie? I mean, this is something he's got to cultivate with these guys. You didn't just leave it to your guys to kind of sort out their issues. You were.
Oh, absolutely. Look at Brandon Whedon. Yeah, he's a rookie, but let me talk out of both sides of my mouth. But no, he's not a rookie. He's got leadership. He's been in the professional setting, albeit in baseball. He's a little older, a little more mature. He's taking it upon himself. When I talk to Brandon, I know he's coaching up these guys. They're on the same page. They're working for the same goal.
Yeah.
And it's evident by the way the performance is coming out during the game. Hey, and even for Coach Shermer,
yeah,
to be calling these plays to rookies at key points of the game shows the confidence and trust that he has in them that they're able to make it. Because he sure is not calling those plays if he doesn't believe in their ability to execute.
Sure. And the last thing, Bernie, just in terms of where they go from here, Sheldon Brown talked about this with a younger team, the real concern and challenge of keeping them engaged, keeping them focused when things aren't going well. When you're looking at 1-6 now, I mean, that's the chore that faces Pat Shermer as he gets this team ready for a San Diego team that obviously has a lot to want to bounce back from after the 24-point meltdown that they had against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the tough things about being a player today is the attention, the scrutiny, all the publicity that comes with TV and the internet and radio and everything that goes on. But also, it's also the beauty of it. And not to be callous, but these young players, they need to stay focused. They need to be engaged. Because if not, they're not going to be here. Mm-hmm. I mean, as short and callous as that sounds, mm-hmm, you have to perform. You have to stay into it. You know, me and you were even talking off the air. God's really blessed all of us to be able to be part of this beautiful sport and this beautiful game. And if you want to stay part of a team and be part of this NFL and the Cleveland Browns, you just have to stay mentally and physically driven towards making your plays and doing your job. Because if not, there's 1,000 other people that are dying to step in and do it.
Right. So well put, and such a great point, a great message for everyone, not just the young guys. Bernie, great, and we will talk soon.
I'll see you at the end of the week. We're going out to Liberty Ford on Friday.
Looking forward to you being there in Solon as part of that remote, so it will be a lot of fun. All right, my man.
Sounds good.
He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us, as usual, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, the roundtable. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers. We'll break down more of yesterday's loss to the Colts on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Picking up my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight. Sounds like you're buying a used car. No, certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference. Certified pre-what? With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns Cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
RCA's new
new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
All the model year-end sales are here, and while you're being bombarded with deal here, deal there, you should know for the real deal, look no further than Gillingham Ford. Gillingham Ford welcomes you like a member of the family, explains why and how. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal. Check out their new simplified website with easy navigation to the points of your interest. Now, Gillingham believes it's an obligation to make every aspect of your buying your next vehicle easy and simple as possible. They integrate their three pillars of customer service, honest, fair, and open, start to finish. Just search, find, and select your options online. Next, set the appointment. Lastly, and most importantly, it's the drive. Let 150-plus years of sales team experience guide you through the best buying experience you'll ever have. They promise. Visit BobGillinghamFord.com or stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, 216-398-1300. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal.
Locked underneath center. Third down. Takes the snap. Rolls out near side of the right. He's got pressure and he got drilled. And the ball came out too. The Browns are fighting to get it at the 50-yard line. Let's see. It is.
It was Sheldon Brown on a corner blitz. Luck never saw it from behind.
They have not given the ball to the Browns yet, but the ball came out. They have got it. The Browns have the ball at the 50.
What a play by Sheldon Brown. The hit, the forced the fumble, recovers the fumble. Yeah, one of the highlights of this game. By the way, I don't know if you were listening, I hope you were, to what Bernie Kosar said at the end of our interview. We are going to be at Liberty Ford in Solon on Friday, but we're going to also be at Liberty Ford tomorrow in Parma Heights. So this show goes on the road twice this week, and in Parma Heights tomorrow, Brandon Whedon will be joining us, as well as former Browns kicker Don Cockcroft. So looking forward to having you come out to the Parma Heights Liberty Ford to meet Brandon, get some autographs, photos, listen to the show, talk with yours truly. We'd love to have you there. We appreciate that you are hanging out with us tonight on this show as well. And Browns fans, the all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. The all-inclusive game day package includes 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 Pepsi products, 4 game programs, and 1 parking pass for home games versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Prices start at just $199. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 to purchase today. We've assembled the roundtable. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, Doug Deacon, the analyst on the Browns Radio Network, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. I don't know where to start, Jim. I'm going to leave it to you. Where do we start on this one?
Well, I mean, it's a very disappointing loss. Yeah. But the game to me had a bad feel right from the start of the game because I think that it just seemed like the Browns had to adapt all day long.
Yeah.
And they had to do it on the scoreboard, too, because Indianapolis comes out and takes the lead. And then that extra point and the bobbled hold, you chase that all day long like you did that punt return in Cincinnati. I just always felt that the Browns were a step behind Indianapolis all day long. And when it looked like they were going to catch up and go by them, there was a drop pass.
But it felt like a game, unlike the other 5 losses, it felt like a game they could win the longest time. Even that Philly game, I didn't think was as winnable as yesterday seemed, Doug.
Well, I think, you know, going in and the fact that they had, what, three of their front seven down, you anticipated we were going to be able to run the ball.
Yeah.
And the fact that they had trouble running the ball the week before, you figured we were going to stop their run, and neither one happened. I think if you look at Trent, if he was hurt, he probably shouldn't have played. And he's got to be honest with the coaches. Because if you game plan with the idea that you're going to have this guy and he's going to be able to do everything, you know, it's not time to be a hero. You got to be realistic about, you know, whether you're an asset to the team. And he just, you know, 8 carries, 8 yards, that's not Trent Richardson's numbers.
Yeah, and Vic, and I'm
It seemed like they were continually having to adjust, whether it was getting the running game started or figuring out what the Colts were going to do. And it seemed like the Colts offense really had the Browns defense kind of rattled early on. And I thought they adjusted very well. Yeah. But, you know, and I'm sure we'll talk about the Josh Gordon drop. But, you know, this team with no margin for error, you know, that play, that to me is very emblematic of where this team is at right now. You've got to make those plays.
On two counts. It's emblematic because of the nature of the season. You know, drops have been that, and I guess third and one. Those have been like catchphrases of this year. Maybe not fourth and one. We'll get into that, too. But to the extent that the big plays that this team is going to need made are going to be made by guys who haven't played many games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to come down to that. So you had a guy in his seventh professional game drop a football. Mm-hmm. Now, again, is that excusable? No. He's a pro. He's getting paid. But if this were, say, like a couple of the top receivers in the game playing tonight, right? Mark Megatron and Brandon Marshall on Monday Night Football, you'd say those are automatic catches. It's not so automatic with kids.
No, it isn't, but I'll tell you what, it was an incredibly well-thrown ball by another kid as far as NFL experience is concerned. And, I mean, you know, it was right there for him, and he dropped the ball. I didn't toss and turn last night saying that this was going to become an epidemic with him because he made so many other fine catches in weeks before and certainly even before that play yesterday. So I don't have a problem with that, but I did have a problem with the fact that I just thought that we were, okay, catching up all day long. We were, like, catching our breath all day long, and, okay, now we've stopped the run, but, okay, now we still have to catch up. I mean, we're 4 points behind, not 3 points behind.
Yeah.
So maybe I just think the Colts might have surprised the Browns a little bit at their readiness and at the way they went at the game, you know, and they certainly went at it with the running game. I mean, I think that we thought that that their guy would be throwing 70 times in the ball game. I mean, really, those were what the trend showed us.
They were so short in that area, and again, it wasn't any excuse for them. They went ahead and did what they had to do. But Deke, they really piled up to stop the run. Now you mentioned Trent Richardson, you know, being more upfront and honest, but I think it's also telling that others, we saw Montario Hardesty against Cincinnati step up with the 15 carries, and the line looked to be doing its job there. We saw none of that yesterday.
No. It was when Trent was in there, obviously not with that. When Montario came in, he averaged 4, which is not bad. But I guess I look on the other side, their ability, you know, we couldn't make them one-dimensional.
Right.
We thought going in, you know, we don't have to really, the run's not the big thing. It's going to be Luck that's going to be the guy. But, you know, the safeties kept dipping their nose in. They kept running the same play where they double-team, and then they bounce it to the outside. At some point, you got to correct it.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. And Andrew Luck, you know, these quarterbacks played well.
Were not rookies.
Those are two
veterans.
That looked like a classic 1980s Jim Kelly, Bernie Kosar, or Jim Kelly, Steve Young kind of shootout. I use Kelly because I covered him during those days. But, you know, that kind of shootout, Elway, whoever. And I'm not putting those guys in those categories quite yet, but that was impressive. I thought Brandon Whedon plays the cleanest game he's played, the smartest game he's played.
Jimmy and I were just talking about that down in the locker room. I thought it was the best game of the season for him, Vic. I agree with you 100%. Some unbelievable throws. I thought the touchdown pass to Gordon, there's about 3 quarterbacks in the league who can throw that ball. So you're right. I thought he did a nice job of managing the game. You know, I'm sure we'll talk again about the Gordon drop. I really thought on that series, though, that second and one play kind of set things up in a bad way. I thought, you know, you got to nice reception to Travis Benjamin, and then instead of maybe getting the yard and keeping the chains moving and managing the game a little bit, they tried the home run. They come back with another one.
Right.
They don't get that, and I think that's what factored into Pat Shurmur's decision making was that, okay, I've been aggressive on two plays now. Maybe it's time to slow things down a little bit, and maybe that's why they punted the ball.
It's the roundtable. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, yours truly, Vic Carucci, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So we look at the defense, and it struggles, obviously, against the run. It generally doesn't do a horrendous job against Luck. I mean, three sacks, and he forced the fumble from him. So I just wonder if it's an either-or kind of thing with this defense. What's lacking? Is it the fact that, again, you don't have Phil Taylor in there, you don't have Chris Gokong in there? Is it that simple? Or shouldn't we be expecting, again, the young people who are in place of those guys to also keep stepping up their game?
Yeah, I think the two defensive tackles yesterday got pushed around a little bit. Okay,
yeah.
I really do. And I really think Billy Wynn got really pushed around yesterday, which has not been the case.
Right, it wasn't the way they were playing.
You're absolutely right. So, I mean, yesterday I clearly felt, boy, it would be great to have Reuben, who tried to give it a go and then couldn't yesterday, and it would really be great to have Phil Taylor. Yesterday, that barked out at me that those two guys were missing in the middle, because I thought Hughes and I thought Wynn had a really tough time inside there. I thought the kid Kitchen played okay when he got in there, but I did notice that yesterday, Vic.
There's been a lot of discussion, Doug, about the 4th-and-1 decision. So after the drop by Gordon, and initially the Browns are going to go for it, and then the timeout's taken, and they reconsider and punt it. And, of course, Reggie Hodges does get off a short punt, which wasn't the ideal way to have that end. But as you looked at the play, as you looked at that situation, were you all systems go for it, or what were you thinking?
Well, I think offensive linemen always say, let's go, because, we can make it. And I would have, if they would have went for it, I'd have been in favor. The fact that they didn't, I understand it, because Pat said we'd get the ball back, and they did. But, the punt wasn't actually what you really wanted. It was 20 yards maybe up the field.
You wanted to get it out of bounds, but not
the 10, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
wanted last year's punter to be punting it, to be honest with you.
Because that's his kind of
Brad Maynard's direction.
You could say it either way. I mean, as an offensive lineman, I'd like to have gone for it. Mm. But,
some things happen on special teams that were, of course, troubling. The most troubling is Reggie Hodges dropping that placement. It's something that's automatic, something he does, as he said, a million times, and it didn't work out. More troubling than that, too, or as troubling, I guess, were the penalties. And two on Raven Trone, which I say troubling because watching the replays, I didn't really see where
those... borderline, aren't they?
Yeah.
And actually, Coach Shermer said today he'd like to get some clarification on a couple of those calls. Yeah. But, just when the special teams started being impactful over the last couple of weeks, a big setback here. Never allowed Cribs to get the kind of return that he desperately needed. And, boy, that one point, Jimmy and I, we've talked about this, too, in the past. That one point, then you're chasing that point.
It's
all
amazing,
game.
Yeah.
And that changes the entire dynamic of the fourth quarter, because then you're possibly looking at a game-tying field goal instead of being down 4 points.
Yeah. I mean, just going back to the 4th-and-1, if we could, for a second, and that is that you have the ball at the plus 41. You're at their 41. Okay? And then he 21 yards is the punt, I think. Yep. And you put him out at the 20. Now, you're not going to change any of their play calling when they're at their own 20-yard line.
No.
Okay? So they're not inside the 5 or inside the 10. To me, there's no guarantee you were going to get the ball back, to be quite honest with you, because this was a game of long drives. I mean, you only got the ball back. You only had the ball 3 times, two and a half times, really, in the first half. The other thing was, to say that we got the ball back, yes, we did, but we got it back on our 20, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, it was deep. Yeah.
So the punt into the end zone. You gave up 40 yards of field position
in 3 minutes.
And here's the other thing, Tom. Yeah. You needed a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's 4 points.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think once you get down there, you got to stay down there.
I'm with you.
You brought up the rough day that Billy Wynn had, along with other, John Hughes and some others up front. But the offside, where the encroachment that happens. And, it's fourth down. I thought everyone in the stadium knew they were never going to run a play. I think you guys were saying in the broadcast, I know I'm sitting there saying, okay, there is no play here. The classic hold your water, just don't move, right? Hold your water.
I was holding you.
And the water,
I thought you were ready to jump.
And the water spilled. Doug. I mean, when you saw that, are we talking about, again, a young guy who just did a young boneheaded thing, or are we also talking about a guy who's just got to be re-schooled on discipline?
Well, it's really guys trying to make plays and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I mean, and you saw it on all the runs where the safety would dip his head inside and they'd bounce it outside. And the same thing. You're not going to make a play there.
No.
You've got to have mental discipline. And then, sometimes I think as a young player, you get too wound up and you don't think.
All right, that's the roundtable, guys. Thank you so much. Jim Donovan from the Browns Radio Network, the play-by-play voice, Doug Deacon, his partner in the radio booth, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Guys, we'll reconvene this thing next week and take a look at what happened against the Chargers.
Thanks, Vic.
All right, much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no!
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Woof, woof, woof. It's Jake from Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Spring in beautiful Columbia Station.
Jake, you look ridiculous wearing that dog collar.
I'm heading down to the dog pound, baby.
Woof, woof, woof. You're an idiot.
If you bleed orange and brown like we do at Jake's Garage, come on in for all your automotive needs. And be sure to pick up your orange and brown Jake's Garage t-shirts and footballs.
Perfect for tailgating.
That's Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Spring in beautiful Columbia Station.
Cozy presents the Big Small Biz Celebration. In appreciation of all their hard work and determination, we're giving away 40 prizes exclusively for small business owners. You could win a shopping spree for your company, tickets to big games, a new logo design, computers, and much more. You don't need to be a Cozy member to win. Join the celebration sponsored by Medical Mutual today. Enter and find complete rules and eligibility requirements at CozyCelebration.com. That's CozyCelebration.com.
Let's face it, there are lots of things we can't control. The weather, gas prices, kids. But you can control your electric price. Sign up for Price Control by First Energy Solutions by October 31st and lock in one low monthly price for the next 7 years. No surprising energy bills, no inflation year after year, just the same service at a locked-in low price. Sign up before October 31st at PriceControlOhio.com. First Energy Solutions is an unregulated affiliate of Ohio Edison, Toledo Edison, and the Illuminating Company.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, a one-story or a two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get no charge, live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty, and only $25 a month for monitoring. And you can get an alarm system even if you don't have a home phone line.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
So, we're going to have a great time this weekend, Jill.
Yep, just you and me.
And your sisters and your folks and your cousins and the pets.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh, guess what, Jill?
What?
I forgot how to get there.
Oh, Brad, that's okay. The navigation system in my new Escape will get us there. It will even show us the most fuel-efficient route.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Love the nav. Go Escape. Yippee.
See the all-new 2013 Escape at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
All right. Wow, did we have a full house today? Big show today. Football Monday, it's always the case. Check us out tomorrow, again, from Liberty Ford in Parma Heights. Brandon Wheaton's going to be out there with me, Don Cockcroft as well, on this show. James from Facebook, he says, I'm trying to stay positive, but I am 57 years old, and they, the Browns, have broken my heart so many times, I'm about to give up on football. I live close to Cincinnati, and get ridden by Bengal fans who have made me not be able to stand the Bengals. Wow. All right, that's good, James. So still keep trying to keep the faith, but I am getting old. You're not too old, James. You are not too old. Hang in there, brother. I know it's not easy after a day like this. I still say the young talent blossoms at some point. New owner of this football team, new CEO. There's a lot to look forward to, James. So keep the faith, bro. It's not. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but no things worth having are easy, right? Some wise person told me that a long time ago. I think my grandmother or somebody. All right, we want to thank Pat Shermer and Bernie Kosar. Want to thank Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon and Tom Withers. And we want to thank Dave DiNatale. We want to thank Caitlin Crumpton. We want to thank everybody. Who else do I want to thank? My great producer. Buckeye Roundtable is next tomorrow night. Parma Heights, Liberty Ford, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.